We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Man, Monday morning's flying by. Monday morning, March 8th, it's already 8:44, 16 before 9, and it's about 50 degrees outside right now, going up to 71 today, and by Saturday, we'll be close to the mid-80s. Now, what about hurricane season? Is it time that we maybe start adjusting how we define hurricane season? And is it just a nomenclature thing, or is it the way we actually have to start living our lives? Jordan Jones joins us, our friend, our bestest hurricane buddy, graduate researcher with the Department of Atmospheric Science at Colorado State University. Good morning, Jordan. How are you?
Good morning, Tommy. I'm doing great. Thanks.
Thanks for taking the time with us as always. So what does the science say? What do the numbers say about hurricane season? I guess you don't just base it on 1 year, but you go back and look at averages, et cetera?
Right. So what we tend to do is that we go back to perhaps as far back as 1850 to create an average across all months, right? We average up all of the hurricanes that happen in May all the way to December. And what happens is that the hurricane season is defined around that average. So what happens is you have most hurricanes, the strongest and, you know, the most dangerous, happening from January 1st to November 31st. But that also does not mean that we can't have hurricanes and tropical storms in May or even in December.
And that is because of the changing climate?
Oh, that's a really good question. Perhaps. But I don't think we can say at this time. There have always been storms, I think. Historically speaking, we've had about 42 storms since 1850 occurring in May, but we've also had 32 storms also occurring in December. But they tend to be incredibly low in number for a year, and they also tend to be weak and short-lived. So I suppose that the thinking is that we should keep the hurricane season bracketing that section of the hurricane season that is the most active, and for that reason I think May and December doesn't really appear in the hurricane season.
Really? May I ask from your accent, where are you from?
I'm from Jamaica.
And you've been through storms, I guess?
Yeah, I have lived through some, particularly.
Is that what got you interested in studying? Is that what got you interested in studying hurricanes?
Yeah, it is. But it is also a pretty uncanny path. I sort of ended up in climate change research and climate studies research. And since the Caribbean faces a lot of hurricanes, I also ended up doing that for my master's.
Okay. So how concerned are you? And I guess you got family back in Jamaica, and you know, mm-hmm. we live here in New Orleans, Colorado. I guess not a big hurricane threat there. But how concerned are you about this upcoming season?
Well, the Caribbean has weathered through a lot of active storms. I think they'll be fine. But we also do have other, you know, extenuating circumstances. there are droughts, and with droughts, there's always the threat of flooding, because when you try to mix drought and extreme rain and winds, that's always a recipe for disaster. They've been through this before, but it's always best to be prepared and to be on guard against a hurricane season.
But what about this season coming up? I mean, what would a normal hurricane season be? Because it seems like, as far as I can remember, Jordan, it's always been the Colorado State University and the late Dr. Gray. It's going to be a more than average hurricane season or more than normal. I don't. Is it time to redefine normal in terms of number of storms?
Not just yet. I think we still do need to do some research on it. It isn't particularly clear what climate change will do for a hurricane season, right? But there are studies that show that there is an increase in intensity, in rain intensities of storms, and we do have to look out for that and to prepare for it. So, I'll say this, though. When you have an above-average hurricane season, above-average hurricane seasons tend to follow above-average hurricane seasons. We've been in a pretty active hurricane era, early 2000s or late 1990s, and we have like a whole string of years to look at for that, right? 2007.
Let me take a break here, Jordan. Take a break, because that's where I want to pick it up when we come back, which is what's the difference between an active cycle that we're in or long-term climate change, that this is going to be the new norm? That's what I think everybody's concerned with. I know I am, as a resident here in southern Louisiana. 8:50, more when we come back. 10 till 9, traffic now, WWL. 8:55, Tommy Tucker, WWL, talking to Jordan Jones, graduate researcher with the Department of Atmospheric Science at Colorado State University, about hurricane season and should it start earlier. So I'm going to put it all in one big bucket for you, Jordan, and here's what I think we are concerned about here.
Okay.
Are we in an overactive, because you said one overactive year follows another, are we in a cycle that's going to change? Are we in a climatic change situation where this is the new normal? And then on top of that, how do you factor in the yearly changes between El Nino or La Nina? And I understand the key part of all of this is prediction, because you're trying to guess what's going to happen in the future.
Yeah, you've asked so many good questions. So to answer your first question, are we in a cycle that is ultimately going to change? And the answer is yes. But
for the better, I hope.
Yay, no, probably not.
Lord, we'll never mind. Yeah, boo.
Unfortunately, yeah. Yeah, but I think the real question after that one is what scientists are actually struggling with is how it's going to change, right? El Nino, La Nina, that's the big cycle that everyone's looking at. Well, one of the big cycles that we know. And it is all complicated. Even if you look at just hurricane activity alone, you could pick anything about hurricanes. You can target the number of hurricanes that happen in each year. You can target landfalling hurricanes, the intensities of those hurricanes, how much rain it produces, how much wind. And the trend in each one will give you a different answer. And that is what makes trying to track the trend or the changes in hurricane activity so very difficult. And also remember, too, that hurricanes are actually a weather event, right? And trying to link what happens in weather events that can be spontaneous, appear almost out of nowhere, and trying to track what happens, you know, every 30 years, every 50 years, and the effects of just one cycle or a bunch of cycles on hurricane activity. it becomes complicated very quickly. So unfortunately, we can't always give you a very concise answer about how climate change affects hurricanes.
So I guess the other is, do we know if El Nino or La Nina is going to be in effect for this hurricane season? Do we know that yet?
I think not. There definitely are forecasts for ENSO or El Nino at this time, but I don't think we don't particularly understand just yet what it might be for hurricane activity. But we are working on it. Colorado State will put out their first early April forecast in early April. So, yeah, just about a month to wait.
Did you want to tell us now what it is? I won't tell
anybody.
Unfortunately,
no. All right. You will tell everyone, yeah.
Yeah, that's true. I will. Thank you, Jordan. I appreciate your time.
No worries.
You're a good judge of the weather and a good judge of people. Jordan Jones, graduate researcher, Department of Atmospheric Science at Colorado State University. We're going to take a break, come back. We're going to talk about digital and cyberspace and the future of warfare. Could it be all in cyberspace, and how much of a threat are attacks from other countries and other groups? We'll be back, WWL.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly.